go, girls. Hello and welcome to your two drunk aunties with Bron Lewis and Sammy Peterson. We are both of those people. I'm Sammy Peterson and I'm your auntie who constantly tells you awful things about everyone, but as soon as you say something bad, she snaps and tells you to wash your goddamn mouth out.
And I'm Bron Lewis and I'm the auntie who thinks her husband's an idiot.
I'm Tom Ballard, and I'm the auntie who gives you a big hug.
Oh, that's so nice.
Whether you want it or not.
Got you a beauty. Yeah. Welcome to your two drunk aunties. Tom, welcome to your two drunk aunties. Gorgeous to have you here, Tom.
Let's go, girls.
Let's go, girls. Oh. We're having
thrilled.
A jans.
We're thrilled. Oh, God, we're Tom thrilled. Isn't.
Tom isn't having a jans. Tom's just doing non-drinking.
We'll pretend that you are.
Yeah. Is this ruining the drunk auntie premise? If I'm off the booze?
I'm saying no. Bron's saying yes. Yep.
I'm a caffeinated auntie.
You are with your ScoMo. I got you a gorgeous Scott Morrison mug.
Oh, fuck. I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, because I know you're a big fan of our ex-Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, and our current Prime Minister, John Howard.
Does it taste like raw curry?
Yeah. Tastes like cunt.
Now, Tom, what's your relationship like with drunk aunties? Because I know when you rocked up and we told you we've been recording for 4 hours and I think you're worried that we're a little bit drunk so far.
I feel like any drunk auntie would have had a nap before within 4 hours. They couldn't go 4 hours straight.
Late lunch, innit?
Yes. Yes.
Big nap.
Up for a snooze. I love all my aunties. They're not the types of people because I only have aunties on my dad's side. My dad has two sisters. Mm-hmm. And the Ballard genes are highly organized, highly punctual,
yes,
highly effective, quite not politically conservative, but socially conservative.
Yes. Just bragging about yourself.
Yeah, really smart.
I'm always punctual. I'm very smart. I'm good at everything.
I just say that's my dad's family. And so the idea, my dad doesn't even drink that much too. So Loser. The idea of getting drunk is he's a
non-auntie.
Yeah.
He's not even an auntie.
You're a real auntie.
So normally at any kind of family function, they're often organizing snacks and taking care of everything. Yep. And they don't have that moment where they have heaps of shardies and let you know what they really think. Oh. That's just not a very Ballard thing to do. Now I'm fully aware that, you know, like there are lots of, you have chosen aunties as well.
Yeah. And you've done comedy for a long time. You've met a lot of drunk aunties.
I've met a lot of drunk aunties. Yes. Yes. People with serious problems.
Oh, but aunties that love to heckle, I think are always going to be fun.
They're good.
Yes.
They're the fun ones.
Yeah. I get quite a few boomer ladies who have organized all their friends to come along and want to have a grand old time.
Yeah. Comedy or karaoke, the big two.
And a lot of the things you say is like
anti-boomer stuff, but there's a huge section of like of politically engaged boomers. Boomers are more politically engaged than most.
Yeah.
Who watch the ABC and who know that they're one of the good boomers. So they come along and they're like, oh, that silly Tom with his anti-boomer thing.
That silly Tom. Loves the refugees. That bloody Tom. Always going on about the refugees.
I think people, you know, Rod Quantock doesn't gig anymore, so they've transferred.
Ah, great. Perfect.
I guess. Oh, I would love to be the next Rod Quantock, but I just, maybe it's just me. Yeah.
Captain Snoozer.
And so you have does your mum have friends that are like a little bit, because a lot of my mum's friends we call aunties.
Right. Okay,
just
sure.
Just grew up with that.
Yes.
And, you know, like Auntie Sue. Loved to get maggot on a Friday afternoon with mum in the backyard.
Yes.
And then she'd say lots of things. Like if there was no Tim Tams left, she'd say this, I'll vomit.
Just fun stuff like that. It's always encouraging words.
Yeah. Which you weren't sure whether you should be worried or not. You're like, is she going to?
Is she going to jump up?
Imagine yelling vomit before you vomit.
Vomit. Like heads before you throw a bowl at someone. Heads, vomit.
So I consider her one of my aunties, even though obviously there's no blood relation.
The spiritual auntie, yes.
So did you
blood
grow up
auntie,
with them?
Have you ever cut your hand and shook hands with a blood auntie?
With Sue Dalton, because I have.
As we all have at some point.
Sphere allegiance. I mean, again, my mum's friends are all very lovely. They don't get too pissed up. They meet for coffee every week,
sensible. This is lovely.
But I'm thinking about, some spicier characters. And my mum on my uncle, that is my dad's sister's husband's sister.
She'd be punctual.
Yes. She's a lovely lady, but she's very spiritual, loves the crystals, was not crazy about the vaccines.
Correct.
Once tried to hook me up with a 46-year-old man when I was 24, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Just hell, yeah. Let me just say this. Hell yeah. You're looking for a good time or not?
Thanks, Arnie, yeah. Jude. And just, you know, he's a gay man that she knew. I was gay.
Yeah. What it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's all fine. You need, isn't it?
So your stars aligned.
That's right. One.
Crystal, your chakra.
Your chakra, if you will.
Stick this up your chakra.
And then mum has a friend, this lady Maria, who was a teacher and was always like a very, very intelligent woman. And she wrote all this stuff and like did a lot of, I think she had a book published. And when I was a kid, I sort of, you know, wanted to be creative and write stuff and always looked up to Maria and was interested in what she was up to. She has since gone down the anti-vax Clive Palmer route.
No.
Good route to go down.
Yep. Oh.
I agree with everything that
she's found the truth.
Oh, well, that's right.
She did her own research.
And yeah. And mum still feels this obligation to catch up with her every now and again because she has been ostracized by some other friends. But I guess it's not as fun, is it?
Wow, your parents seem so nice.
Yeah, lots of people around.
Yeah.
This is nice. Well, anyway, let's move on to the next segment.
It's not good for comedy, is it?
Segment one, Tom, is letter to your aunties. Okay. Now, we have two gorgeous listener letters. We've got the first one today. Dear aunties, I kissed a colleague at a work party and went back to his place.
Okay.
I don't want anything. It was a silly mistake and a casual hookup, but I don't know how to break it to him that I don't want anything more without hurting his feelings.
Mm.
Harriet, you should get married.
Well, you owe it to him.
Yeah. You kissed him.
Christ.
Goodness gracious.
Kids these days.
It's Christmas,
for God's sake.
Just say it to him. God, what's wrong with him? Why does he look like he's about to cry all the
time? Yeah, why is he always looking
like
he's crying?
Some people look like they're always about to cry.
Is that true? Or yeah. You're just around people because you always intimidate people and make them cry.
Because I'm always yelling at them.
That's your vibe.
Why do you look like you're about to cry?
Yeah, what's that saying? If everyone you meet is an asshole, maybe you are. If everyone you meet is about to cry, what the fuck
maybe
are you doing?
You're a drunk auntie.
No, but you don't think those people they're always really worried.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
You're like, I'm nervous about saying anything to you.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You can't say anything.
Can't like, say, because you can't say anything anymore
you look
these
fat.
Days.
You can't
yeah.
say it.
You can't say
you just
that
have
anymore.
To be
Tom.
Like, are you all right? And they're like, yeah, why? And you can't even say that.
Can't even say
they're,
that.
Now they're paranoid.
God, the woke police, Tom. Jeez.
PC gone mad.
PC gone mad. What would you do, Tom, in this situation if you
I wouldn't
hooked
kiss
up
a woman.
Work,
that's
you would never kiss a woman.
That's where it went wrong.
Next
that's
question.
Troubles begin. And I certainly wouldn't work with one. I'll tell you that much.
God, they're shrill.
This country went down the drain when they started letting them into the office.
Yabbity, 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 bloody. Look at this over here, bloody, yeah.
Is drunk uncle a thing? I feel like I'm going to
be a drunk uncle.
Yes, that's perfect.
Yeah.
It's a shoe perfect. Fits.
I just go right wing. Fits. I'm 65 just yelling at my knees. You fucking alpha cunts.
You fucking alpha.
I would love some more detail as to why Harry is interested. Maybe it was the sex terrible? Can
maybe.
We assume that?
Yeah. Sloppy kisser.
Horrible.
Horrible kisser. A little sloppy. Yeah, that sort of
noisy.
Stuff.
Noisy.
Yeah.
You just, what do you do?
Oh, stop doing cunnilingus noises, Tom.
Is that what that is?
I don't know. I'm not sure. I know Bron hates sex, so I don't
want
to
talk
about
sex. Is that what you do when you do cunnilingus? Nom, 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 nom,
nom, nom, nom, nom, nom. Oh, the cookie monster.
This has gone to the dogs.
Has anyone ever done that? Has a guy been going to the woman?
Ron answering.
and then looked up and gone.
Oh my,
that's terrifying. That is terrifying.
I'm so
but
upset.
I'm sure it's happened at some
I
point.
I can't breathe. That's how upset
Look,
I am.
Look, what do you do? So say he's a sloppy kisser. He did that.
I mean, for whatever
after
reason.
Love.
But surely that's a very common situation in that if he had soberly asked her out and they went out on a date and then it didn't work out, it might be a bit more hurtful or a bit more awkward to say, oh, actually, no, thank you. This is based on your personality and who you are.
Exactly.
As opposed to being like, I was drunk, we hooked up.
Yeah.
I'm flattered. It was a fun time, but I'm not really interested in it. That's I feel like most people would be a bit more receptive to that.
Yeah, that's a normal way to do it.
That would hurt less than a more considered sober approach.
I would hire someone. Like I would get on Star Now, get an actor to be a jealous boyfriend that comes around. They're still dating.
Knuckle dusters?
Yeah, knuckle dusters.
Back off.
Yeah. Back off. Leave my girlfriend alone.
That is so
bang on his door late at night.
Oi.
With knuckle dusters.
With knuckle dusters.
It'll be so loud. And the door will be damaged. In the morning he's like, oh, yeah, I know he's been here.
Yeah, and it says her name in the knuckle. So yeah. It's like, yeah, it's her name imprinted in the door.
That is genius.
That's fun. That is actually
because he
quite
wouldn't.
Fun.
He'd just be like, all right, well, I probably won't go out with her.
Yeah, again. I probably won't go out with her anymore. It's actually, you don't like her anymore.
You've solved it.
You know, I solved it. What would you do, Bron Lewis, in a situation like this?
I would say what I feel.
Okay.
What no would one that ever be? Likes it.
I didn't like your kiss.
I didn't like it. I don't want to do it.
I didn't want to do your kiss.
I didn't want to do it.
I didn't like your kiss.
I felt sorry for you.
Oh, is that a kiss, dear? That's awful. What an awful thing to say.
No, I wouldn't say that. I would say this. I regret it.
I deeply regret our kiss.
Yeah.
That's that was one of the worst kisses I've ever had.
Well, it's obviously what she's feeling.
Yeah.
Just say, look, it's not you, but I do really regret getting that close to you.
It's not you, but I hate everything about you.
Yeah.
And they just go along.
And if this makes you feel uncomfortable, just get a different job.
Yep. Move on
like
with your
you
life.
Wouldn't leave.
No.
Job's fine for you.
It's doing
You've
fine.
You've done great.
Yeah.
Kissing His people. Fault kissing you when you're a fucking bitch.
That's fun. That's fun. I think it solved that problem. Dear aunties, my mate has made up a girlfriend, always showing pictures of a model he has met online.
Oh, no.
I don't know how to tell him in a nice way that it's getting embarrassing. Morgan, what do you think Morgan should do, Tom?
Okay, so does the guy know that Morgan knows that that's not his real girlfriend?
I think he said it's getting embarrassing, so I guess maybe there's been a conversation.
Yeah, okay.
It's like stock photo across her face.
She's got Getty images. I mean, but hang on, what is this guy trying to achieve?
Well, he's just showing Kendall Jenner, I think, on his phone, just going, that's my girlfriend.
But that's going to stop you getting an actual girlfriend.
Yeah, I think he's just
maybe
trying to impress the boys.
Yeah, maybe he's gay.
Also,
is this what you've done before?
Have you done that? Have you pretended you dated Kendall Jenner?
Are you Morgan?
I had a great story about my girlfriend in Canada. It was fun. This is a Seinfeld episode. Can we make that clear? George Costanza. Yes. He has the wedding ring as a photo. He cuts it out from a monologue. Then he goes to the cool party where a whole bunch of models and they're like, that's me. It's a photo of me, you idiot.
You idiot.
Pretending it's his dead fiance. That's right. Yes.
That's fun. Maybe you could do that.
Yeah, just watch Seinfeld, figure it out.
Yeah, she died. That's fun. She died.
Well,
I love those. Do you guys watch that documentary about there's a footballer who went out with this woman who it was a trans woman who was just absolutely tricked him into thinking that she was a complete, like this total babe.
Mm, no,
and she was, it was not, it was catfish. He was so catfished.
Is this
a TV
show Catfish?
Super, no, but he was a footy player in America and he was like so in love with her. And then she, and then he just kept being like, he announced like he was like he had a girlfriend and everything to like the world because he was like quite a babe.
Yeah.
So all of these women were like throwing them. And he was like, no, I've got a girlfriend.
I've got a girlfriend. She's a total babe.
She's a huge babe.
She's a Getty image girl from way back.
And then when it got down, like when he was like, I have to meet you. She was like, oh, I'm really sorry. You can't.
I don't exist.
And then she faked her own death.
Wow.
Oh, this is huge.
And so he was devastated. So he like came out and like had to like, announced to like the whole world, I'm really sad because my fiance just died.
Oh yeah, okay.
And everyone was like, "Oh, what?" So then people just you don't have to because I've just told you. And then they all they did a deep dive.
I like it when you explain things really quickly. It takes all the joy out of watching something when you explain it really quickly in great detail.
That's what Arnie's do.
That's actually true.
And then they
came. Right, do like Sophie's Choice now. Schindler's List. Give us the one.
Let me do every episode of Friends real quick.
The boy, and then yeah.
God damn it. Spoiler alert. We'll say that.
But it's a spoiler episode. Girls are trouble.
Girls are trouble.
I've always said it. That's why I always prefer my boys to my girls. Girls are always hard work.
They are trouble, Tom. They are trouble.
God, you'd know this.
You'd
this
know
is
that.
Why
that's
you've
why
chosen you, yes. your lifestyle.
Well, that's why I've
chosen your lifestyle and whatnot.
And why I think they should be kept out of the office, yes. Did you say a trans woman, I'm sorry?
Yes.
Okay. And was the fake... Was she a trans woman who presented as a cisgendered woman who was very attractive, or she used fake photos and
all
everything?
Fake.
Oh, I see.
Wow.
All very, very fake.
Yes.
So I think when he originally started, she transitioned over time.
Sure.
So I think that started as a man that transitioned to a woman.
Yeah.
And it was not, she looked absolutely nothing like the photos she was presenting.
Gotcha.
No, same. That's got nothing on the Casey Donovan catfish story though.
Oh my God.
I love a catfish story so much. Oh my God.
Wasn't
it
her friend? The Casey Donovan one.
Yeah,
the
housemate.
It was her best friend and the man, the fake man told Casey, if you love me, you have to have sex with your best friend. And so they did. I shouldn't laugh. It is pretty awful.
Oh,
Had Casey Donovan and Rob Millsy Mills at Rob Millsy Mills on a podcast together. And Rob said his advice to someone, just catfish them.
Oh,
and
no.
then Casey went, I've had experience with that, Rob.
Oh my, did he know?
Yeah. But he's like, oh my God. Sorry. The best moment.
Oh my God.
So you're saying in this situation.
Yeah, what is this?
Making up.
We hate women. Is that what we learned?
Yeah, we can all agree on that.
You can't trust them.
They're snakes.
Even all though he's lying, it is her fault somehow.
It is her fault somehow. And we'll find that answer. No, okay. So making up the girlfriend, would you? I'd say she died.
So your
problem solving here is or Morgan's?
Morgan's. I'm saying.
So Morgan's
she
saying,
died.
What do I do?
Oh, sorry. I'm problem solving. Yeah, Morgan.
So you're the.
I reckon Morgan should go to his friend and just say she died.
Just say she died and try and find an actual real woman. But again, I do not know the plan or the advantage of saying, look at my hot fake model
Let
girlfriend.
Me ask you this. Do you need one when you're an awesome guy?
What?
When you're an awesome guy, do you need a plan? Cool. Just showing photos of models going, that's my girlfriend.
But surely you want an actual girlfriend.
Yeah, you do. Yeah. No. Photos enough.
He wants that girlfriend.
Yeah.
I love catching people out. It's one of my favorite things to do.
Okay.
It's got me in a lot of trouble before. Let me tell you
right now.
But just like all drunk aunties, I love catching people out. Yeah. And I love watching them dig a hole.
That's
and
so
you're
fun.
Just like, oh, this is. I want to see just how far down this hole
you
get.
You know what you do? If you're Morgan, you're in a social situation with your friend.
Yes.
And a conversation with other people who do not know that it's a fake girlfriend.
Yeah.
And you just say, oh, cool. Well, you should invite her to the party tonight.
Yeah.
That's an easy one to get out of. She can't come. She's donating her time to charity.
Oh, okay.
She's donating her time to the plane crash.
Why don't you call her? Why don't you FaceTime her now? We can have a chat. We can meet her and stuff. That'd be good.
She doesn't have a phone.
She's giving out autographs.
She doesn't have arms.
You're showing me a photo of this girl on your phone.
She doesn't have arms. They're fake arms and she can't lift up a phone.
What, you think people with no phones can't FaceTime?
That's true. I believe that.
Does she have a face?
That's one of my true beliefs.
She has arms in this photo.
I just died. That's the only way
There's
out.
There's always a way out.
There's always a way out. You can always get your way out of
You're
any
good
situation.
At this.
Yeah, thank
that
you so
was
much.
Pretty yeah. impressive.
And scene, improv, look it up. If you have a listener letter, why don't you write in to deardrunkaunties@gmail.com? Or if you want to leave us a little speak pipe, we can hear your gorgeous voice. Bron would love that.
I do love that. We had a person call in once and it was one of my favorite moments of my life.
Beautiful.
It was so good.
Was
they were
so
from
fun.
America, weren't they?
They're from America.
Wow. Didn't
United
I say
States
y'all?
Of America. Y'all.
Killed me.
Yeah. Bron thought they were
really
from
tickled
Scotland
me
for a little bit. Because I did say donkey a lot,
okay.
Which I believe is Scottish.
I'm Scottish,
Murphy,
y'all.
Dressed up as a donkey. We'll go to the next segment, Live, Laugh, Love. Now, Tom, I've got some gorgeous jokes, and I want to see what you think of these.
Oh, all right,
some
you
funny
can use
jokes.
Them if you want in Mullumbimby at your gigs.
Thank you very much.
I know a lot of jokes about unemployed people, but none of them work.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Someone stole my mood ring yesterday. I still don't know how I feel about it.
Okay, well, fam.
Yeah.
Do we just, hang on. Is this segment we just hear these jokes?
Yeah, you just hear them.
You do not laugh unless you feel
unless
it.
You mean it.
Unless you mean it. And if you hate it, say it.
Say it.
Okay.
What did one saggy boob say to the other saggy boob? If we don't get some support, people will think we're nuts. Testicles, Tom, you'd like that.
I don't think that sags so much that people will confuse them with testicles. I think that's pretty unrealistic, actually.
Well, you've obviously.
Would they talk?
Okay.
See, comedy's about truth. You need to be rooted in the real world.
I don't see a rule in this episode.
You've got to say something about who you are and the human experience and like politics normally.
Tom's not live laughing or loving right now. My wife says I'm getting fatter, but to be fair, I've had a lot on my plate recently.
Yeah?
You can't hear it, but Tom is laughing his fucking ass off.
Because you know when someone laughs so much, it's just silent?
He didn't even ba-ha-ha-ha-ha because he was above that.
He's wheezing.
I'm trying to organise a hide-and-seek tournament, but to be honest, it's really hard to find good players. I emphasise the find because I thought that was fun.
That's good.
Why did the golfer bring two pairs of pants in case he got a hole in one?
See, that's fun. No one got hurt there. I like that.
Got two more and then it's all over. A man walks into a doctor's office, sits down and says, now, doctor, this may sound kind of strange, but I have five penises. Taken aback, the doctor says to him, my God, how do your pants fit? To which the man replies, like a glove. Where's a glove? It's got What does the mafia?
You love this one, bro. The delivery there would be better if it would be the Jim Carrey.
Like a glove. Like a glove. Great impression.
Thank you.
I'll do Elmo and Hugh Grant in a bit if you need it. What does the mafia and a pussy have in common? One slip of the tongue and you're in deep shit.
That's disgusting. That is putrid.
Do you get it though?
Like, do you get it?
Like, do you get it?
Are you not thinking about it because you don't get it?
I'm so upset. I hate.
And we're out. Ron, are you ready for the next segment? Leave a nightlight on.
Yes.
Because it's spooky wooky. Now, Tom, in this segment, Bron tells one of the scariest.
Okay, hang on. What is the full title of the segment?
It's called Spooky Wooky.
Oh.
Yeah.
And you're just telling us to leave a light a lamp no, on.
Oh, yeah, that wasn't the full title of the segment.
I thought the full title of the segment was leave a nightlight on because it's spooky wooky.
It like, should be called that.
You forever. Can probably tighten that up a little bit.
The acronym's still too long.
Needs to
the
tighten
whole
up.
Alphabet.
Now, we put okay, a little bit of spooky sorry. Music under this, Tom, because it does okay. get a little bit scary.
Oh, fuck. Yeah,
be careful.
Yeah, be careful.
And the way I read it is really chilling.
Terrifying. Yeah. Terrifying.
Okay, this spooky story that I find these on the internet. Mm-hmm. I don't make them up.
On Google
I couldn't.
Sometimes.
I wouldn't be able to. Mm. On Google, yeah. You heard of it?
Mm-hmm.
It's called The Monster Under My Couch.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fucking hell.
And just my background, are you invested in the world of spooky wooky? You believe supernatural? You're into the ghosts and such?
Nah.
Okay.
But I love a spooky story.
Right. Shit. And sometimes she reads them at night sometimes.
Yeah, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
But I do get scared in my house. Do you? Ever?
Like thinking there's an intruder or something.
No, if you are thinking like there's like a like the girl from The Ring, like crawling down your hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever think that?
Don't really
like
have
that?
A hallway.
Do you ever think that? Do you ever think that, Tom?
Well, you know, do you know what I mean?
I've never thought
like
about
where your
it.
Brain goes. Does your brain ever go? Do you know what would really?
You need to get the video or whatever to get the ring lady, don't you?
I think you. Yeah.
Doesn't she climb out of the
logic
TV?
Logic plays no part in fear.
Yeah. I've got a scared big dog. Big dog. Mm-hmm. And so anytime think, if she was running down that hallway, fucking his eater.
She's crawling.
She's crawling.
Which is
crawl.
Scarier. Yeah.
She would just, I reckon he would just eat her.
Would he?
Yeah.
That's oh, you'd sick the dog on, yeah, on go, the ring get, girl. Get
but it's him. A girl in a nightie. That's too aggressive. He'll get put down.
He's killed him before.
Oh my God. Jesus fucking Christ.
That's spooky okay. wooky.
That's the end of spooky wooky.
Okay.
Sorry,
all
go
right,
on.
Guys, listen. The monster under my couch.
Oh, my God. It's scary already. Kick it! That's when the music kicks. It's an easy way in.
I realized there is a hidden monster under my couch.
Fuck.
She realized. It all started when my food kept falling whilst I was trying to eat it.
Whoa, trying to eat it. So you're trying to eat your food, but you miss your mouth and it falls down the couch. And you go, I'm not going to get that.
This is on the ground. No, okay.
Yep.
Sometimes I even clean the mess. I'd
sometimes it's a messy.
It's gonna take me so long to read. It's careful, it's scary.
It's scary.
Sometimes I even clean the mess or I just keep it on the ground.
Awesome. Tom, are you scared so far? Yeah.
I love the whale with Brendan Fraser.
She made a whale under the bed.
But whenever I get up and back on my couch, the food is always gone. I know that no one's
get
been cleaning
up and
back
it. You have to look under the couch and going, not there anymore, that's weird.
I think, you know, there's no logical explanation, so let's just keep on reading.
Yep.
I know that no one's been cleaning it up since I'm the only one in the house.
Oh,
it's hard
God.
To believe this.
Yeah. I didn't see that coming. What a fucking twist. Jesus Christ.
It's a Shyamalan tale. Huh? Yeah, I'm not Shyamalan.
Reddit, you'll never get believe this, but I live alone.
Holy shit.
Can anyone relate to living in your own filth? Am I the asshole?
The food is inside the house.
It's suspicious because the table is slightly moved. Than the normal position of the table.
Can you read that one more time? Can you just, I want to hear that one more okay. time.
it's suspicious because the table is slightly moved than the normal position of the table.
Yeah. All right, Stephen King. Jesus
table
Christ.
Table is slightly moved.
So obviously, I just moved the table back to the normal position
obviously.
And ignore the fact that there's a monster under the couch.
Sorry, no, it's at this point. Just ignore that fact.
One day after, my food fell again. But this time, I will wait till it moves.
Okay, the food
felt present in past tense.
It's passive voice. It's like it's like Israel doesn't kill people. Palestinians just die. The food just falls. You dropped it, you fat bugger.
Okay. Tom, how check in with you right now? You all right?
Yeah, right. Just yeah, it's annoying, right? Because you go from monster, but the monster just cleans up your trash. It's an awesome monster.
That's
awesome. You just ignore him.
Sloppy food. Yeah, it's actually a really nice monster.
Sloppy jalopy. Maybe under my couch right now.
It's your girlfriend. Okay, after an hour.
Oh, we start dating.
Wait, this is good. After an hour of staring at it.
What?
So goes down to the level and sees it. An hour staring at it.
It could just be sitting on the couch. Okay. He could just be sitting there. Yeah, I'm not sure, but he's staring at it. Does not take his eyes off
for
it.
For an hour.
It's still there.
Oh, no.
Which is a relief.
I guess.
Yeah. So I just put my phone to the view of the full couch while getting ready to pack my things to go to my favourite place. Where do you think his favourite place is?
Under the couch.
Under the couch. KFC.
Yeah, okay, well, that's pretty rude. I reckon it's probably church. And if you're thinking I forgot the phone, I didn't, because the one I left the phone is my other phone.
Right.
Two phones, always a good sign.
After 2 days of being at his favourite place, I came home and I knew the food was missing. But thank God the phone was still alive and it only had 6% left and it captured everything.
Is it 2 days, did you say?
Yeah.
So the phone's just filming for 2 days. Yeah. Yep.
And that's spooky.
That's scary. That's really scary.
It's a miracle.
That's a scary one. That's a scary one,
miracle.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I watched the full footage and there I saw why the food kept missing.
Already knows that the food kept missing.
While no one's even cleaning it.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Tom, are you scared or not at this point?
Just frustrated. What the fuck is it?
Okay.
It's not spooky. Right, it is spooky. Okay. This is very spooky.
It's spooky now.
Okay.
I saw a white figure coming out from under my couch. I got chills and had a feeling it's staring at me right now whilst I watched the video. But I still watched the full footage.
Very brave.
Just like in a minute, I'm trying to watch something. The white figure got up and took the food. I couldn't see its face, but I know it's scary.
I know it's scary.
She knows, and she also knows the food's not there anymore.
She's clever.
He, I don't know. What do we think?
Have to wake up
pretty
early to catch them out. Oh my god!
I stopped the video where it went under the couch again. Just went back under the couch.
Okay.
God, it's gotta be the worst place to live. After that, I put my phone on the couch and slowly got up and slowly crouched.
What?
Slowly crouched.
Okay. Yep.
On the couch.
I was so scared.
Scaring the shit out of me, the story.
But
sorry.
The mystery has to be finished before my head touched.
I agree very strongly.
Before my head touches the ground, my vision slowly gets blurred. So much slowly. Last bit, guys, last bit. Hold on, careful. This when I woke up, I realized I was now laying while I am at hospital.
What the hell?
Okay.
I am now laying while I am in hospital. Shit.
I saw my family around me. It was like 7 p.m. or something. The doctor told my family that I am now awake.
The doctor told me. You're awake now? Just in case you didn't know.
She's awake now. The eyes open me, she's awake.
There's a doctor.
Qualified doctor.
Yeah. Doctor, yeah. Eyes awake.
Diagnosis awake.
Six years of medical school.
My family talked to me for a while, but then it's time they go home.
Yeah, it's time they go home.
I waved at my mum and dad. I can finally rest until the doctor rushed on the door and turned off the lights.
The doctor rushed the door, turned off the lights.
Oh, do you know how many words I've had to fix here to make it make sense?
I don't believe it.
Okay, I'll read that and how they actually wrote it then. I waved at mum and dad, I can finally rest until the doctor rushed on the door and turned off the lights. And he said, it's here, don't make noise. I was afraid and I saw a brightness from outside. And there it was, the white figure on my couch. bring the couch to hospital. Bring the
couch. Because we can only move with the couch. Pull the couch to hospital.
Home. It's like a snail.
We live here now, do we? I'll be here.
I'm just waiting for your food. Just only source of sustenance.
Where's my food at?
Throw it on the ground.
So Diggs would follow me if I stopped feeding him too. I'm in hospital. Well, we'll bring the couch. Let's have some eats.
Snail.
Is that the end of the fucking story?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What do you think? That was scary, wasn't it?
Spooky wooky.
That was spooky.
So Bron always finds his time, and it is so scary. The amount of stuff she finds out there.
Sometimes we can't finish it.
Oh, God, that was the scariest one. That was, I reckon, the scariest one. Yeah,
last time you said that, though. My figure. What do you think would be the scariest thing your ghost could take at your house?
Food.
Food from the ground.
Food from the ground.
I'd be stoked with that.
Do they post the video?
No, Tom, that's a secret.
Oh, is it?
It's a secret
it's
video,
a mystery.
Tom. I'm just saying, if you've got documented evidence of a very spooky, wicky monster who steals food and is a white figure, I think we want to see that, you know?
Yeah. Well, the doctor turned off the lights, so.
Just believe. Rush to turn off the lights.
Of
lights. Let's move on to the next segment. Would you rather?
Oh.
Now, Tom, I've got a few questions here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you rather only be able to eat one meal for the rest of your life, or every time anyone loudly farts around you, you have to say bless you and give them direct eye contact?
So easy.
Yeah, I guess I'd do that one.
Which one?
The fart one.
You do the fart one?
Because it's just embarrassing for the farter. Who's farting that loudly?
People would fart really loudly. So imagine like someone's farting really loud. Bigs, fucking loud. But imagine if someone is farting loudly.
And it's not like people is... That just happens as frequently as it does. It's not like the challenge is every day of your life someone farts loudly around you. It's just like whenever that happens, I just have to say bless you and give them full eye contact.
Yeah.
Get the fuck
really
out of here.
Really loudly in a place as well. Bless you.
Choose that one?
Yeah, I chose
obviously.
That one. Thank you.
Would you rather piss your pants every few weeks or watch your partner piss their pants in front of your friends every month? Come answer the question.
Can I just, when you piss your pants, is it by yourself? House?
By yourself.
Oh, it's easy.
I guess do that one, yeah.
Because watching your partner piss. Oh my God, would you rather watch your partner be so humiliated with an audience?
Yeah. With your closest, your nearest and dearest friends every week. That's fun.
That one, that's easy.
All right. You got any?
As long as I can explain to my partner what I've done.
Yeah. When he's saying, okay. You know, yeah.
So I don't have to.
Had a genie appear.
If I can just not explain that to him, and he's like, why are you pissing your pants every few weeks?
Yeah. Okay.
It's like, you don't know what I've
done. You don't know what I've done. You've sacrificed.
I've requested this.
I'm pissing my pants every day by myself.
Okay. What about this? Would you rather compete in the Olympics as a gymnast with the skills you've got now?
Yeah.
Okay, but you have to take it as seriously as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to let everyone know that you are taking it seriously, like people are like cheering for you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Or do a eulogy for someone you've never met and everyone is expecting you to get it right.
I do a eulogy for someone I've never met.
But that's okay.
Yeah, probably the eulogy.
But you've never met them, and the grieving family are looking on.
Do I get any research?
No.
Okay. I just got to riff it?
You just turn up like they do in the movies, and then you stand at the
pew. In all the movies, Tom. Have you seen any movie? In all the movies, I do that bit.
Exactly. The Ring?
I remember
that. In The Ring. It's one of my favorite bits in The Ring.
Remember in Oppenheimer when he, and Barbie, where they gave a eulogy?
I've done a speech for someone at a birthday, having a drink at a cocktail bar, and there was a table of two tables of people, and they're all in this open place, and someone said speeches. No one was making a speech, so I stood up and I gave a little.
You're my mother.
Yeah, and I gave a speech about this person I'd never met.
Oh my gosh.
What'd you say?
I just said how wonderful they were, and they've always been a good friend, and I told them, remember the time in Cobo, and we all laughed. Thought Cobo was a fun thing to say.
It doesn't exist.
And we had a good time and everything. And then after it, he thanked me for making a speech. He said no one else was making a speech. It was lovely.
It's
speech.
Actually sad that no one made a speech.
Yeah,
at
no
his
one
party.
Wanted to make a speech.
Especially
yeah,
when he wanted party. Them.
He wanted them to all make
well,
a speech.
Good on you. So you'd do a eulogy for someone you've never
I'd
met.
I'd do a eulogy for someone.
So can you give me an example you've just turned up to a funeral.
Yeah.
And for some reason you're standing in front of everyone. Everyone's crying.
Yeah.
That was so loved. You don't even know if it's a boy or a girl.
Don't need to.
What would you say?
Gee, they will be lost. Gee, they will be lost. I'll be crying. And I
lost.
Go,
yeah, they are.
I was
you
their
mean
lover.
Missed?
Yeah, missed. I will.
I know where they are. They're in the box behind you.
Oh, God, I just found them. Sorry. And then I go, I was their lover. And I love them more than anything in the world. And I just start, like, if you've seen the film Saltburn, and I just start humping the gravestone.
Is that what the movie's about?
It's all the whole movie's about. There's one bit in it where he's making love to the spoilers, where he's making love to the grave. I would do that, and I would be crying, but I'd still be talking, and then I'd make a few like little quips. I've got some jokes here.
So
I go, I know a lot of jokes about unemployed people, but none of them work. So I do that sort of gear.
Yes, they'd love it.
Yeah, and then I'd say, my wife says I'm getting fatter, but to be fair, I've had a lot on my plate recently. Tom's laughing again. Because it gets the crowd going. What would you do? Would you?
I think I'd compete in the Olympics.
You're a very sporty girl.
No. Because
you're a sports girl.
I can do a cartwheel. But also, do you remember Eddie the Eel?
Yep.
Do you remember him? Do you remember?
Mm-hmm. We did love him.
I don't believe you that you know. We loved him. Mm. He could not finish that. Did he finish it? It just took him so long. Do you have to have breaks? I just remember he was the slowest swimmer. So for those who don't remember, was it 2000 Olympics? Mm-hmm. And this man from which country?
Oh, you seem to know the facts,
Africa,
then, bro.
Africa, the country of Africa. And he got in.
Was he real ill?
He was
what? It was a real ill.
It was a real ill.
Wow. It was really dangerous because it was electric.
It's crazy that
it was real. Yeah. And he
is this thing on?
And he had to compete. I think it was a 400-meter race. I couldn't swim 400 meters. And I've swum before.
It's not 400 meters is like is eight laps.
That's not that really much.
Far. It was way more than that.
Was it?
Yeah.
No, I think it was only a little. Okay, well, even if I couldn't swim 400 meters.
You could.
No, I couldn't. I've said it.
I'm training like every single
and I couldn't. And then but he could not get to the end.
Didn't
and everyone
arms,
cheered and cheered and cheered. It's Morgan's cousin's girlfriend. And he just swam and swam and swam and he just
Tom's on his phone, he's having a bad time. I'm just not going well with Tom.
Eddie Eel. And people had finished ages before, but everyone loved Eric.
Eric Eddie the Eagle. Eric the Eel.
But everyone loved
different
Eric.
Animals.
Different names. Different men.
Different men?
Different men. Different look sport. It up.
I got every single fact in that story correct.
And I loved it. Can I tell you this? That's hilarious. I loved it. I loved it. Absolutely loved it.
Eric Musambani Malonga.
Mm-hmm.
He is an Equatoguinean swimmer.
Yes,
swimmer.
Correct. That's what I remember.
That's literally what I said.
He had never seen an Olympic-sized swimming pool before.
I'm the Olympics.
Hang on. Swam his
heat in the pool before.
Of the 100-meter freestyle. It was only two laps.
Wow.
It's a long way. I honestly don't think I could do it.
What
I
is know. This body of water?
It took him the 1 minute, 52 seconds. So the slowest time in Olympic history by far. He had trouble finishing the race, but he won his heat after both his competitors were disqualified due to false starts.
They must have been furious.
Yeah, it was the Equatorial Guinean national record.
I love that.
He later became the coach of the national swimming squad of Equatorial Guinea.
Of course
he did, because he's a legend. Not a movie about Eric the Eel.
Yeah, that's so true. Okay.
Who would you cast?
Well,
Chris
Lilley. I feel like I've made it pretty clear.
I'll cut that out.
I feel like
who's the best Equatorial Guinean actor, would you say?
Yeah, God. I'm not sure. But, but do you see how everyone loves him? So obviously obviously you just compete in the Olympics and everyone would see that you were obviously have had some kind of disadvantage. With me, they'd be like, well, she's almost 40 and she weighs 70 kilos. So I don't know if she's supposed to be here, but she looks confident and she is wearing the shit out of that
leotard.
She
looks good. Let's just say that. She looks good.
And I know, like, the arms out.
Yeah.
And you just be like, oh, she's upset about that. Camera's too hot after I did that.
I hate that. The after camera I got did too that. Hot. Very sexy.
Hot,
very sexy.
So that is, that's what I do. Easy. Can I just do one more for you? Would you rather, Tom? I've already done this one before, but really, Sam really struggled with this one. Okay.
No, if that's true.
Would you rather strawberry highbrow? Is that okay?
It's fine.
Would you rather drink your own wee for like every beverage? You go to a restaurant and everyone has like a Shiraz and a Chardonnay and you say, oh, just a wine glass for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then you pour a bottle of your own wee into the wine glass.
Okay.
And you have to act like that's completely normal.
Yes.
But if you want to join in.
It is completely normal.
It is normal. Or
mm-hmm.
That's forever. Or.
It's forever.
Carry around.
That's a forever one.
Carry around in your pocket with no bag one of your own poos. for the whole day, and you have to visit as many people as possible. And you have to, when people go, "What's that smell?" Go, "Oh, I've just got one of my poos in my pocket."
It's normal.
And that's just one day.
Just one day, but you have to go to gigs, you have to go to the shops, you have to see your mum.
You have to see your mum.
You have to go on a date.
You have to go on your date with your mum. You love your mum.
And when everyone brings it up, bring
you
it
can't
up.
Just whack that in. The pill in the pocket, oh, and also you fuck your mum.
No.
No, you don't have to fuck your mum.
No, say that.
That goes for everyone. You don't have to fuck your mum. That goes for everyone.
That's one of my tattoos. Please don't fuck your mum.
Please don't fuck your mum.
All right, so every day forever, the only drink you're allowed to drink is the wee, very publicly.
I've got to do the one poo day. Well, you'll get one
that
poo day in
so
life.
That is so embarrassing.
I chose that too. Carry poo around confidently.
In your
I'm confident.
It'd be so squashed.
It would, but it'd be fun. It would be fun. I think it's a great story to tell.
So
I was going to say, because I said to Bron, I would just pretend it was Diggs's poo. Because sure. You can't. You're going to say it's yours.
Yeah, all these conversations.
What are these conversations?
That's
I've
my
had
poo.
With people? Yeah.
I'm holding my poo.
You know, it's like sometimes you pour apple juice into a glass and people think, oh, it looks like you're drinking piss. But then to be like, oh, no, this is my bottle of piss.
No, it is not. It's absolutely my piss.
You are wrong. Let's move on to the final segment.
Yes.
Life hack.
Oh, life hack. Yes,
this
I do.
This is good. This
okay,
is
great.
Good.
Okay, this is a good one for people who are dating. I know that you've got a partner, so this might not be good for you, but it'll be good for any single people you know. Mm-hmm. If you want to weed out the fuck boys when you're a single person, for the first date you go on, just bring heaps of kids.
Your own kids, or you just bring heaps of kids?
Heaps of kids, and don't explain them.
Okay.
That's a life hack.
Bron, some of your life hacks are just sentences.
What do you mean?
So what do you mean? You just bring heaps of kids. Where do you get the kids from?
Sometimes I read the life hacks on the internet.
All the time you read them on the internet.
Sometimes I make them up.
Was this a made up one or is this the internet one?
Have a guess.
I think it's an internet one.
Incorrect. I made this bad boy up.
Is there a risk that you will weed out just ordinary people too?
Because if they love you deep within themselves.
Yes, but it's a first date.
And they'll think, wow.
She's cool.
She's got sparkly eyes. I can't see anything but them.
She refuses to answer my questions about the children, but I just, there's something about her.
If it's true love,
I can't
the
quit
kids
her.
Are irrelevant.
I cannot quit her. I've tried to quit her, I can't.
And if they can't see past the children.
The children.
Many,
I can't
many
see
kids.
Past the children.
I can't see, there's a giant class of kids standing behind you, some of them crying. You'd be
all
like
of
this,
them are
I can't hear them. And then if they are upset, fuck boy.
It's a fuck boy. That's a fuck boy situation.
What do you think about that?
I think it's great. I think you should, you know, any day turn up covered in human feces.
Yeah, that's
just speak in slang. And if they can't see through that, it's like, hit the road, mister. I want someone who wants me for me.
Do you mean like a poo in your pocket?
Yeah, poo in the pocket.
It's like a classic poo in the pocket. Thank you for listening to your two drunk aunties. Right. Thank you, Tom, for joining us. How do people find you, Tom, and every wonderful thing that you do?
Why, the internet, of course.
Oh, of course.
It's beautiful. I've been on it.
Tom C. Ballard. You've been on Tom C. Ballard? At Tom C. Ballard?
I've been there.
I've been to there.
I've been to there.
TomBallard.com.au, comedy.com.au for my touring. I'm touring my 2024 show.
Oh, my God.
Good point, well made, all over Australia.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great show. I've seen Tom working out some of his gear.
So have I.
He's very good.
Yeah.
Tom's very good at what he does.
You guys are good too.
Thank you so much.
Very kind. Cheers.
I think we just leave it for a
while.
I think we should sit in this.
We have to say cheers and then it's over. Otherwise, Tom won't know what to do.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Let's go, girls. Oh, wow. That was fun.